Video: Suspect in custody after deadly shootings, manhunt across NYC. By Amy Furr on December 6, 2022. A man accused in a string of three shootings across Brooklyn and Manhattan is in custody Tuesday following a manhunt by the New York City Police Department, NYPD. 28-year-old Sundance Oliver turned himself into authorities at the 77th Precinct, ABC 7 reported, and police said he is in custody pending charges. He allegedly shot a 17-year-old girl inside a crowded apartment on Kingsborough 7 Walk early Tuesday, then ran from the area, the outlet continued. The 17-year-old girl who was killed is believed to have been present, and possibly the intended victim, of Oliver's first shooting, nearby at Bergen Street and Rochester Avenue. The gunman robbed a woman of her coat and cash just before 9:35 a.m. Monday when she fled and he opened fire. He missed the woman but instead struck a 96-year-old man in the leg. The victim was in a motorized wheelchair, waiting for the bus. While the man was transported to a hospital and listed in stable condition, Oliver later allegedly shot a man identified as Kevin Langston at the Al Smith houses on Manhattan's Lower East Side. The victim, shot in his chest and leg, was eventually pronounced dead at Bellevue Hospital. Sundance Oliver is very well known to us, NYPD Chief of Detectives James Essex said during a press conference before the suspect was taken into custody. He has 12 prior arrests including criminal possession of a weapon, at least 2 times for robbery, 2 times for menacing, and various other charges. He's on parole for robbery as we speak now, he explained. In July 2020, Oliver was released from state prison in Seneca County and will be on parole until March, according to the ABC article. Meanwhile, 10 criminals caused trouble for citizens in New York City and were arrested nearly 500 times due to the state's bail reform law, and some remained on the loose, per an August report. When speaking on the issue during a press conference, Mayor Eric Adams, D., said, "Our criminal justice system is insane." As the crime wave continues, a mid-year survey found violent crime in cities across President Joe Biden's D. America rose by more than 4% during the first 6 months of the year. Compared to 2019 crime rates, some cities have seen a doubling in murders and a 36% increase in aggravated assaults, Breitbart News reported in September.